Track 6, and we continue with the news stories. It's a piece of cake for Channel Swimmer. A swimmer from Bovey Tracy has made it into this week's Current Affairs by swimming both the English Channel and Loch Lomond, all while championing Water Aid. Andrea Ayres, age 51, is an operations manager for the Environment Agency. Since she was a child, she's pursued a life of all things aquatic. She said, "My mum and dad took me swimming when I was a baby, and they've been trying to get me out of pools ever since." After a stint as a scuba diving instructor, Andrea started long-distance swimming after she had children. She started small with challenges such as the one-mile loop round Burr Island. It just got dafter from there. Every time it was longer and longer. It was a combination of reasons that kept Andrea coming back for more, and she said, "The beauty of it is really attractive to me. I love being in the sea. The swimming community have a strong, supportive group of people who really pull you in. But it's also the exercise, the personal challenge, and the mindfulness I get." Although Andrea had done a relay across the channel several years ago, doing the challenge solo was a different story. Around 300 people attempt to swim the crossing each year, but less than 1 in 5 complete it. Fewer people have swum the channel than have successfully climbed Everest. When a slot becomes available, Andrea has to be ready. She said the channel's really competitive to get a slot these days. You have to book years in advance, and then you've also got to wait for the right weather. As summer wore on, Andrea became conscious that she might not get to attempt the crossing this year. So she decided to have a go at Loch Lomond instead, completing 22 miles in 15 hours and 43 minutes overnight was hardly a step down, and Andrea joined a group of just 75 other people who've done it. She said, "I didn't have any crew for a support boat, so I got my husband and son to come on a fishing boat with an outboard and went on this mad family adventure. On Sunday, September the 10th, a perfect weather window opened up for the channel, and Andrea went for it. She said, "I had a small neap tide and very good water, so my track was pretty flat and I pretty much swam in a straight line. The tough bit's when you're nearing France because there's a big tidal push. It's where a lot of people don't make it because you've been swimming for 11 to 12 hours and then you've got to sprint for an hour." She finished the channel in 13 hours and 18 minutes. "It was just the most amazing feeling. I'd waited such a long time and the conditions were so lovely I couldn't quite believe I'd done it." Fundraising throughout the challenge, Andrea chose to support Water Aid and has currently raised over £1,500 for Water Aid UK.
Pride takes to the streets. Despite the weather, people turned up to celebrate inclusivity, diversity and love in the rain at Tynmouth's very first Pride Festival. Pride Festival began on Friday evening with a Pride service held at St Michael's, the church beside the sea. The Mayor of Tynmouth, Councillor Joan Atkins, and the Chairman of Devon County Council, Percy Prowse, opened this family-friendly weekend of festivities. A full entertainment programme on Holland's Road featured local bands and a fantastic array of drag artists. In addition, a street market of local charities, advisory groups and organisations, along with an array of local crafters, took place on the neighbouring triangle. Tynmouth Pride said, "Our aim was to create an inclusive event for the community, and it seems from all the incredibly kind comments we have received, we did just that. We are beyond chuffed. Pride looks different around the world, and we have now started the conversation which we hope to continue."
A Devonian time traveller. Devon's past is brought to life through Rosemary Griggs' time-defying post-retirement career, writing, researching, and educating about the stories of Devon women in the 16th century. She appears as Lady Catherine Raleigh at her many talks and charity events. Wearing homemade historical clothing is one of the many ways that she connects the people of today with those who went before. She also has a vast knowledge of the period and an immersive and engaging character. And there's a lovely picture of Lady Catherine Raleigh, like a Rosemary Giggs, wearing a beautiful 16th century costume. And the article goes on, she creates a vividity in her character by inhabiting the world they lived in. She said, as soon as I put the clothes on, I'm someone else. At Compton Castle, where she volunteered for the National Trust, she was asked to make her own costume. She said, I knew that it would never have been enough to just have something that just looked all right on the outside. I wanted to know how they put them together, what went on to create the shapes, where the fabrics come from. This started her on a long period of research and fascination with the 16th century. The aim is to be in their world. My big interest is in all the places that people who were alive then and would have been familiar with. In lots of our Devon churches and old buildings, you can just feel the veil of time lifting. Devon is a great place for this. There is masses of history in Newton Abbot. The first place you need to look is our churches. In between them, the land was divided between Newton Bushell on one side of the river and Newton Abbot on the other. It was on the lands of Tor Abbey. The twin lands come together in the 1200s and it became an important market town. There are big links to Walter Raleigh because his half-brother, John, had a house on Union Street. Bradley Manor goes back to the early 14th century. It's wonderfully well preserved. Newton Abbot also had a visit from Charles I, and you look round and think, oh, it's just an ordinary town. Devon, too, is extremely important. A lot of people think about Devon as a bit of a backwater, a long way from the courts. The reality is that Devon is really important. We've got a huge coastline, ports. We also, for hundreds of years, have been really good at producing cloth, and we have tin mines on Dartmoor. There had been a lot of trade from Devon ports, and over the years the merchant ships started to encounter pirates, so they put guns on their ships. When we get into the 16th century, we have armed trading ships. There's no wonder that we produce all these amazing men like Francis Drake, Hawkins, Walter Raleigh, and Devon plays in that part.
Teams from Southwest-based equine welfare charity The Mare and Foal Sanctuary are eagerly preparing to champion their patron, Angela Rippon, CBE, as she graces the dance floor in the highly anticipated 21st season of Strictly Come Dancing. With a career spanning decades in broadcasting and journalism, Angela has captivated audiences with her charisma, grace, and unyielding commitment to excellence. And the charity's trustees, staff, and volunteers will be with her every quick step of the way through her newest journey. Dawn Vincent, Director of Fundraising and Communication, said, "We're absolutely thrilled to extend our support to Angela as she competes in this year's competition. She's been a wonderfully supportive patron for the Mare and Foal Sanctuary since 2019, and we wish her all the best. All of our sanctuary teams across the Southwest will be enthusiastically rallying behind her."
Construction has begun on a new youth shelter in Bovey Tracy. Bovey Tracy Town Council have been working with Bovey Tracy Youth Cafe, Devon and Cornwall Police, local district and county councillors, and the Almshouse Trust to secure funding for the shelter, which will be erected in Mill Marsh Park. The shelter will be located between the skate park and the Scout Building.